Okay, welcome. Welcome to the Success Circle High Content Call. This is Lisa Minnini with Accelerate Associates, and I'm so glad that you're here. Excited because I've got some really, really great announcements for you, and I think you'll be excited too, because we've got some changes coming around the bend, and I'm thrilled about them, and I can't wait to share them with you. Hope you have a big pen and paper. And because I'm going to also be giving you a lot of great content you can use right away. And today's high content call is about mindset systems, and I'll get to that in just a second. Let's see. I first want to welcome all of the new Success Circle members to the Success Circle. If this is your first call, this is the High Content Call. And what the High Content Call is all about is I expand on an element in the Entrepreneurial Edge system, dive deeper, and or have subject matter experts that I bring on and pick their brains for their strategies to success in their specific subject matter expert area. And so you have instant access to all of the high content calls in the audio library of the Success Circle. So if you happen to miss a high content call, you can always tap in to the downloaded version and just download the podcast, which is usually available within 24 hours after. And I usually get started with the upcoming events as well as some of the changes and announcements that I'd like to make to everybody. First of all, let's talk about some of the upcoming events first, because I want to make sure these are on your calendar. First and foremost, make sure that you schedule the next Q&A call, which is always the fourth Tuesday of the month, and this is September 27th is the next one that's going to happen. So remember, in the Q&A call, that's your chance. It's a group call where you can ask any question that you have, and even if it's a question about today's high content call, feel free to email info@accelerateassociates.com so that we can get your questions answered in that call. And a lot of times we invite you to come on to that call live as well. Also in September, on September 22nd, we're going to have the Business Growth Teleseminar, and it's going to be on three effective strategies to attract your preferred clients, guaranteed. So we're going to talk about stopping the panic and starting the profit systems and strategies that bring in clients who want to work with you. How you can quit spinning your wheels and start attracting clients who are going to pay you your asking price. I'm also going to reveal the four essential elements you must have to be successful in your business in today's marketplace, because there have been some major shifts, and you've got to have some key things in your business, and I'm going to share with you what those are, and also how to put all those pieces together. A lot of times people are really taking a bits and pieces approach, and they're working really, really hard, and they're not making progress, or at least they're not making the kind of progress they want to make and had hopefully planned to make. And so we're going to stop the hoping and start that engine running very efficiently, so you can create massive momentum in your business and live the life that you desire, because that's why most of us are in business, is so that we can live a lifestyle, a certain lifestyle that we want to live, and live life differently. Okay, so make sure you have those on your calendar. And again, those links to those upcoming events are in the Success Circle site. So just tap in to the membership site, and you can register for those programs. And speaking of the membership site, this brings me to the announcement that I wanted to make today. Success Circle members are going to enjoy a new experience in the Success Circle, which is why I'm just so excited about this. Not only am I launching a new website, the website itself, in terms of the coloring, is not going to be very different, but the functionality of the site is going to be very different. You're going to notice that information is kind of done differently on the website, and we're going to include more videos, and the membership site especially, which pertains to everyone, is going to be a lot easier to access. So you're going to find it a lot easier to navigate around the membership site, find information. We've revamped it based on a lot of your feedback. We've revamped it. We've got a new vendor that we're going to be working with, and it's just going to allow a lot more interaction and functionality within the site. So I appreciate everybody's patience as we move through this, and as you get onto the new site, would love to hear your feedback about it and what you think of it. Additionally, for Elite Success Circle members, we are launching a new level of membership. Many of the people that were existing members are going to be in the Elite category now, and what that means is Elite members get a little something extra than the second tier select members will, in that you're going to get the high content call. So these calls, you're going to get right to your doorstep. We've made arrangements with a fulfillment house to get those off to you as soon as they're done, and you get them in the mail. So if you happen to miss one, you can come to the membership site. Yes, you can still download them. But let's say you didn't have a chance to do that. Well, it's going to be in your mailbox. So what's great about that is you can just grab it from the mailbox on your way to an appointment or networking appointment or maybe even a road trip that you're taking, and pop it into your CD and listen to it, and actually listen to it over and over. So it's kind of a nice feature. I've talked to some of you about it. I know you're really excited about it, as are we. So it's just a way that we're continuously enhancing your experience with the Success Circle and helping you be successful in your businesses. So I'm just really, really, really excited about that. And let's see, what else do we have? We're also going to be changing the call-in number for this. So your experience when you call into the high content calls and the Q&A calls are going to be a little bit different as well. So you're going to notice a little bit snazzier introduction as we go into a new system. So I hope you enjoy it, and again, let me know what you think. We are also going to call these calls the High Content Business Accelerator calls, because we've heard from so many of you who've said, wow, I mean, that was just such great information. Those are things I could use. I mean, people have said that they've even used one nugget in their business that has really tripled or even quadrupled, in one case, their business results. So we really feel that these calls, yes, they're high content, but they're also a business accelerator call. And so from now on, that's what we're going to be calling them, the High Content Business Accelerator call, and we'll probably more than shorten that to the Business Accelerator call in the future. So I just wanted to let you know about those changes. Okay, so let's get into today's session. So everybody take a deep breath. And it's at the end of the day for most people. I know for some of you that are calling in different time zones, it might actually be the beginning of the day for you. Just let's refocus here. This call today are on mindset systems and the mysteries of mindset systems. And what specifically I'm going to cover today are, what are mindset systems and how can they help you live not only your desired life, but have the kind of business of your dreams. I'm also going to cover 5 mindset shift strategies. And what happens, though, when you don't have these strategies and you don't use these systems and they're missing? And 3, I'm going to talk about how to reset those mindset systems and where some of those mindset systems are also coming from, and what you must stop doing and start doing to attract what you want in your life and on a consistent basis. Because some of you might notice that as you start your mindset systems, things start to change or improve for you, and then you stop them. So we're going to talk about how to have consistency in the results. So sit back, enjoy it, and take a lot of notes, but most of all, implement what I'm going to share with you. And I'm going to give you very practical things that you can use on a daily basis to help keep your mindset sharp. Okay? And these are things that I have used, I continue to use, I share with my clients to use, you know, my mastermind clients, my mastermind clients, and they really do work. And I'll share with you, too, what happens when you stop using them. And if this is just personal stories, I'm going to share with you. First of all, let's just go through what our mindset, what is a mindset? And you know, there are different definitions of what a mindset is. Mindset refers to a set of assumptions, methods, and notations that create a powerful incentive to continue to agree with prior conclusions. I'll repeat that. Mindset refers to a set of assumptions, methods, and notations that create a powerful incentive to continue to agree with prior conclusions. And so, I've often said your mindset, too, along with your belief systems, but your mindset determines your actions. And a lot of times, because you have a certain mindset that you have. And there's different kinds of, you know, we hear about the closed mindset. You know, people having a closed mindset, closed off to ideas or new ways of doing things. Or some people have a global mindset. They look at the big picture items, right? Mindset systems, and you guys that have worked with me know me, I'm all about the systems, right? Mindset systems are those ongoing mindset practices, and they can help you live your desired life when they're in alignment with your greater self. When they're in alignment with your greater self. But a lot of times what happens is we don't even think about how we can change our mindset because it seems so automatic. And there's a lot of reasons why mindset and a mindset system, that mindset systems are those ongoing mindset practices that we don't even think about, but a lot of times our mindset practices are negative. And our mindset, you know, we don't think about it from day to day, but we may be living in limitation. And we don't realize that we're living in limitation because our mindset, you've already established what that mindset is. Whether it's a limitation in where you think you can take your business, whether it's a limitation in the contribution that you can be to the world. So one of the, you know, it's really your mental attitude, isn't it? It's the way you look at the world, the way you look at life, your relationships. It also determines how you're going to, you know, interpret and respond to situations based on that mindset. And the reason it's important to your business is because it can also completely transform how you perceive your business, how you manage your business, even how others decide to do business with you. Okay? And even how you're going to be living your life. And what you think you can or cannot have are based on those mindsets. Now, many people have said, but how do I change something that seems so automatic, that seems like I can't change it? I want to give you some mindset strategies, strategies that I've used that have completely changed and shift the way that I operate my business, I look at life, and these are things that my clients use too, and But it has to, let me just preface it by saying, it has to be done in a consistent way, these strategies. Because if you write them down right now and you do nothing with them, what's going to happen? Nothing, right? So these are things that are going to be, have to be done in a different way. It's kind of like, getting on an exercise routine. Throughout my life, I've gotten on and off exercise routines, and I would get so busy at work, and I would stop exercising when I know I have a lot more energy, and it's good for me. And but it wasn't until I made it a system, it wasn't until I made time for it, that I made it a priority, that I started to live a different lifestyle. Now I wouldn't even dream about, consistently scheduling something over my workout routine, because I can feel it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when I get those lulls if I don't, if I haven't exercised. So now it's a priority. It's part of the lifestyle. Well, it's the same thing with, creating a different mindset. And the first mindset shifting strategy I want to share with you is, and I call them success, and it's a success principle, but success by gratefulness. Success by gratefulness is the first mindset shifting strategy. Because I want you to think about, when you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you think about? Other than those of you who like your cup of coffee and you're thinking, don't get between me and my Java in the morning. But what's the first thing you think about? Now, is your mind instantly turning toward a concern or a worry or some of those self-limiting or self-sabotaging feelings that don't manifest what you really do want in your life? And we mentioned some of those in the Entrepreneurial Edge 3-day intensive. And for those of you that have the self-study program. And that's one of the exercises that we went through is what are those feelings, what are those things you're focusing on in the morning? Are there all the things that you have to do, all those things you have to plan before you even get out of bed in the morning? And really how you start the day is the most important indicator on how you'll spend your day and how the rest of the day will unfold. So if you're starting the day in negativity, are you going to spend the rest of your day in negativity? Now, instead, there's a point in the morning, most people, they wake up and the alarm goes off and they're still thinking. But consider what you start thinking about and shifting and being grateful. What are those things that you can start being grateful for in the morning? Right off, right when you get in the morning. And spend those few moments, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's 10 minutes, just listing all of those things you're grateful for. Even if the first thing you say, oh, I'm grateful, I woke up in the morning, I'm breathing, if that's where you need to start there. And think of all the things that you're grateful for. But again, this is like exercise. You've gotta exercise this, and this has to be a thing every morning. Okay? Second mindset shifting strategy is to live in faith, a success principle, success by faith, I call it. Now, whether you follow a specific religion or spiritual path, I write about faith very more generically, but what does it mean to you? And success by faith often for a lot of entrepreneurs means walking in faith, walking that, that is going to be there, whatever that is, that's going to arrive and be there, that solution, because you're living in the faith. You're living in faith that either the solution, the teacher, the resource is going to appear to you. Now, there's some people that aren't into faith more as a business strategy, but I have found more and more entrepreneurs, at least the ones that work with me, who believe in that. You know, you do have to have that faith in order to move ahead. And many of the successful entrepreneurs will have this faith. It allows them to become more productive, enthusiastic, not only about life, but about work and about everything else. And it helps to shift that mindset that things are possible. The third mindset shifting strategy is to success by celebration. I call it success by celebration. And, you know, it's important to also celebrate no matter how small it is, how small the achievement is. But what happens is a lot of people say, oh, I got that bid I was going after, but I had to negotiate, you know, and then they suddenly look at the negative thing of it. Right? Instead of celebrating it and being in the moment of that celebration and saying, that's great and, it did good and I'm moving ahead. That's, what I call success by celebration. So how often are you celebrating those achievements, those successes in your life? That's a mindset shifting strategy. And it's why a lot of successful entrepreneurs are successful. Why? Because we celebrate those small even the smallest achievements. So success by celebration. The fourth strategy is success by association. And I think this is important as we look at our lives. There are going to be things that, and people that come into our lives, we talked about walking, success by faith and walking in faith, that those people, those resources are going to be there, but success by association, you've heard the, your salary is the average of the five people that you associate with, So if you spend time with your lazy people, if you spend time with people who are not ambitious, if you are spending time with people who are disorganized, and you yourself are disorganized. So think about that in getting whatever your next level is think about who you're surrounding yourself by. And are those the people that are going to help you get to that next level? Now, does this mean you should, get rid of less successful friends? No, that's not what I'm saying. But think about where you're spending your time and who you're spending your time with. Now, for some of you, this might be when you start this mindset shift, you're going to start reevaluating even the associations that you have, the associations you belong to. Because suddenly your mindset is changing and those associations and the people that you're around are going to be changing. So it might mean letting go. Might be letting go of some of those relationships or spending less time with people. With some of those people and spending more time with others who have developed the kind of life and the lifestyle that you are looking for. So success by association. So far, I just want to repeat those just in case you missed any. Mindset shifting strategy number one was success by gratefulness, being grateful and practicing a system in the morning. First thing, to be grateful, starting your day out right. Number two, success by living in faith, that you can take those risks, you can take that leap of faith for you that says, hey, great, I can do this. There are possibilities there. Number three was success by celebration. Celebrating those small achievements and patting yourself on the back. Number four, success by association, who you are associating with and who you, maybe those relationships you need to let go of. Now, how do you let go? You know, in my book, Me, Myself, and Why, The Secrets to Navigating Change, I talk about different ways to let go. And this is especially true, you know, a lot of business owners to sell their business, go into new businesses, you know, and that's their, you know, that's their pride and joy. And so they've got to let go of, you know, the relationships they had with their employees or the relationships that they've created with their vendors. And so one of the things that I recommend too in my book is to have a ceremony to let go of some of those things and relationships. And by things, I mean, you know, even destroying some either work product you no longer need or a logo, or, you know, if you got a t-shirt with a logo and you're letting it go, ceremoniously let it go. For some other, for others, it simply may be letting go of clutter in your life. For some of you, it might be letting go of control. Control over having to do everything yourself, over perfection. So those are all things to consider in shifting the mindset. And the fifth one is success by completion. Success by completion. You know, it was funny, as I was going through all of the mindset strategies that I do, I almost called this one success by execution. And I realized, I'm like, no, because I'm very much, you know, executing your business blueprint, which is step three of the Entrepreneurial Edge system. And so I'm like, no, people are going to take that wrong. So, but what has been successful for me is being the follow-up and the follow-through. And you will see that in entrepreneurs is that they develop that trust, they develop a following, they develop their communities because they do what they say they're going to do. So the success by completion is part of doing what you say you're going to do, but completing, following through. And so many entrepreneurs, and this is really a mindset shift for a lot of entrepreneurs, because you know, especially the shiny new penny, it's real easy if you're really excited about that shiny new penny, that new idea, to get caught up in that new idea and forget to execute, forget to complete, to follow up, to follow through, to do what you say you're going to do. And so that is a mindset shift for a lot of people. So, a good way to also make that a reality, make that mindset shift a reality, is to have a checklist. And as simple as that sounds, how many people don't have a checklist every day that they go through? But when you have your business blueprint completed, you can, that acts as your guide that says, oh, yep, I did do what I said I'm going to do, and I did it, and you celebrate those accomplishments, and you see that things are getting done, you create that massive momentum for yourself. So that's an important mindset shift strategy, is that success by completion. Now, a lot of people, a lot of times too, your mindset strategies, what happens is, if these are missing, I mean, imagine if your gratefulness is missing. You know, you don't have that mindset strategy of gratefulness, of being grateful. So you're always going after the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. Okay, yeah, accomplishment, but you know, if you're not thankful and grateful for the things that you have, how can you get more? How can you attract more into your life? You might be working really hard, and you might attract it because you're in a lot of action, but you end up working really hard. And work doesn't have to be hard. Growing your business doesn't have to be hard. It's a mindset. It's interesting. You know, I kind of put out there, I was looking for more speaking engagements. And it wasn't that I wasn't taking action with that. I was taking action. But it's really interesting when you're grateful about the speaking engagements and how then speaking engagements start coming to me. I start getting referrals that I was not even chasing. You know, they were coming to me. I was living in faith that this would happen as I put it down in the plan. As I started to associate with different people, success by association, I started getting new referrals that came to me. And I'm talking qualified referrals into my pipeline, qualified speaking engagements that got me in front of my preferred client. As I celebrated those accomplishments and shared with people those accomplishments, attracting more clients. Why? Because people want to be around successful people. And as I followed up and followed through that success by completion, I got more. Why? Because, you know, when you ask, you know, were you satisfied with, you know, the speaking engagements? Who else do you know who? And all of those follow up and follow through processes or systems, then it starts to create that massive momentum and you become attractive to that. So those are some mindset shifting strategies that I wanted to share with you today. And when those are missing, what's difficult is that the difficulty comes when you don't have those associations to get you to the next level. And if you're not continuously practicing that mindset shift and really thinking about where you're spending your time, or you're not celebrating and telling other people of your celebrations. And that's the reason, too, we have the groups on LinkedIn and Facebook, so people can share their achievements. So, hey, every time you get on, you know, you get a brand new contract or a new client, I want you sharing it and celebrating it, because you will attract more. It becomes more attractive into your practice. So those are the five mindset shift strategies I wanted to share with you today. Now, how can you reset that mindset? So if you know that, gee, I need to do some resetting here, a new point here, I'm going to share with you some things for you to think about, what you might stop doing and what you might want to start doing to attract what you want in life and consistently. So up in the morning, the success strategy of being grateful, and also when you end your evening or go to bed, also thinking about that gratefulness at the end as well. So in the beginning and the end, I found that really helpful. And are there going to be times where you're going to think, oh, you know, I've got this to do, I didn't get this done? There is. One thing I like to do is I like to have a pad and paper on the side of my bed, that if I start thinking about things, if I start, you know, getting into the things to do, because sometimes when I'm relaxing, that's when all the creative juices come out. I simply have a pad and paper there so that I can get it out. I don't forget it. It's there. And so that's been actually a helpful process for me, again, and just being grateful and all the things. Now, what are some of the things to stop doing? First of all, we have to understand and acknowledge we're all hardwired a certain way. And there are certain thought processes that are hardwired into you. Now, not everybody has this belief system, but having been around behavior-based tools for over 20 years, I've come to recognize in my coaching clients and throughout all of, you know, the work that I've done in organizations, is a lot of the mindset systems do come from a person's hardwiring. They not only their experiences, but also their hardwiring. And I'll give you a couple of examples. high dominance people, for example, you know, you're high dominance, you like to create and act on your own ideas, you like to, you like results, you're focused on the outcomes. Now, you're very driven, generally, high dominance people are very driven, those go-getters, those let's go, let's go, let's go. What the mindset system is, it's all about the results. It's all about the results. So if I didn't achieve the result, then how can I possibly celebrate? You know, I can't celebrate. In fact, in some cases, this becomes a motivator for them over time to continuously strive to improve, to get the results at any cost. They become very competitive. Unfortunately, what that translates to when you're trying to attract clients is desperation, is frustration, is an explosion of emotion. It almost becomes that you try at any cost to talk somebody into the solution that you provide. Well, it's not very attractive, right? You're going to repel versus attract people into your life. But understanding your natural hardwiring is important, and managing that. Another example are folks, if you're naturally hardwired for a lot of details, information, again, that perfection. I can only do it right. I need to have it perfect. Very intolerant of mistakes by others. And so you feel like you need to do it all yourself. And so you have this mindset built in from your hardwiring that, oh my gosh, I got to do this myself. So delegation becomes very difficult for you. So understand, just become aware that your natural hardwiring is at work. And when you're starting to delegate, you're starting to get outside your comfort zone. So needing to develop a mindset of, you know, what's this delegation going to do for you? You know, how is it going to, and it's really freeing when you start to say, you know, hey, I'm helping someone else out and improving their business when I can delegate to them. I know a lot of virtual assistants who would love that kind of work. You know, help them build your business at the same time you're helping build their business, right? So think about, too, or consider your natural hardwiring. Now, folks that are also, the extroverts, for example. Your mindset is sometimes you try to be people pleasers. You know, because you get the attaboys, you get the attagirls and attaboys, you get that external response from people when you service them and you're trying to go above and beyond, and the more you get that external response, the more you want to do. And so you say, yes, I can volunteer for this. Yes, I can volunteer for this. Yes, I can volunteer for this. And before you know it, you have served everyone but yourself. Now remember, in order to sustainably serve others, you must serve yourself first. So individuals, even though, think about the mindset that's behind that hardwiring. The mindset that's behind is I've got to serve. And then if you never take time out for yourself to improve, you know, whatever that is, you know, and maybe you do want to lose weight, but you're trying to serve everyone else and you're packing your schedule so you don't have time for yourself. So again, think about the mindset that's underneath that hardwiring. And then the other one is the ones that, you know, take a very, you know, systematic approach, you know, are very systematic in their approach. They make a list, and they have to do that list in the order in which that list is made. Think about the mindset underneath that hardwiring, you know, and what it happens if, especially with marketing, you know, they they try to do everything in that order. And as an entrepreneur, you may have to do things in a different type of order and be more tolerant of change and tolerant in ambiguity, which people that like a lot of structure, like a lot of time to complete tasks, have difficulty with that. Think about the mindset around that. And so first of all, just understand some of your natural hardwiring and the mindset systems that are attached to those, and looking at what you can do to change those mindset systems. Now, also, I want to share with you some of the self-sabotaging or self-limiting mindsets that you might get into. The first one that I hear a lot is, oh, I can't afford it. I can't afford it, I can't afford it, I can't afford it. And so what do you think they're inviting into their life? More, I can't afford that. Instead of, how could I? What would I need to make to afford that? Now, some of the other types of self-sabotaging or even the conscious thoughts, some of maybe subconscious thoughts, but you might start on, you know, getting your mindset system in order. You might start with being grateful every morning, and you might do it for 5 days, and then you're going to say, oh, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. I can't do this. I can. All right? Using those excuses. Or this is too hard. I can't do it. Especially when you get into a new exercise routine. Well, instead of starting out with an hour and being sore the next day, start out with 15 minutes. So change your mindset around how you're going to implement something. And again, your hardwiring has a lot to do with this, because remember, people that are hardwired to for information, those formal types who typically like to cross their T's and dot their I's, you typically will be hardwired to look at things as this or that. Okay, this or that, good or bad. So you're always looking at that. That's your natural hardwiring at work. And so as you look at something, you're going to always look at what's wrong with this picture. Your mindset shift has to be what's right with this picture. So you might have to change your mindset. Might have to change what you're telling yourself, if that's indeed how you're hardwired and what your thoughts are as soon as you see something. Or you say, well, what's wrong with me? You know, why can't I do this? Well, you can do this, but how are you looking at it? How are you approaching it? What's your mindset about it? Think about those conscious thoughts. Some people say, oh, it's not the right time. And these are just some of the things that I hear a lot in terms of how entrepreneurs, even new entrepreneurs, are starting their business. You know, it's not the right time. Well, some of the most successful organizations have started their businesses in a down economy. So it all depends on your mindset and how you see things. Some people say, oh, I don't have time to market. I don't have resources to market. I don't have the money to market. Well, you know what? There are free resources out there. Social media, for example. There's ways to systematize that social media. There's usually a solution or solutions to problems. What's your mindset around it? So think about some of those self-sabotaging or self-limiting. So if you're saying, you know, don't, won't, can't, you know, think about what your mindset is around that. Now, what are the things that you should start doing to change that mindset and develop a system around it? First and foremost, I recommend that people look at letting go, whatever letting go that you need to do. And for each of you, it's going to be different. But ask yourself, what are some of those thoughts, relationships, associations, feelings, that I need to let go of? Also, think about how you're going to let that go. Again, use a ceremony. Write it out. Tear it up. Get it out of your space. Declutter. Declutter your space. And what can you start doing is also the 10 minutes in the morning, first thing. Think about all those things to be grateful for and starting your day on the positive. If you normally listen to the news, I also recommend you shut off the news. Change your routine. Change it up. Start listening to something more positive. In many cases, people have different strategies in the morning. But think about what programming, you know, some people work out in the morning. Think about what programming you're absorbing while you're exercising. Is it possible? Is it positive? Is it life-affirming? Is it going to help you move forward? And I've often said, you know, invest in your progression, not your regression. So is the time that you're investing in what you're watching in your progression, in your progress, or your regression? Keep 10 minutes also when you're going to bed and recap those things that you can be grateful for. Some people feel that journaling at the very end of the day helps them to really focus in and get into that routine. So that might be an opportunity. Now, for people that are verbal, you know, you don't want to sit there and write. Also think about getting a digital recorder and recording it. So all those things to be grateful for. Some people end their day and start their day in prayer or in meditation. So think about some of those ways of being that are going to help you develop your mindset and your mindset system, to develop your mindset and get into a mindset system. And I mentioned earlier about keeping a notebook on the side of your bed. Make sure to keep a notebook on the side of your bed. And also, for those of you who do like to journal, buy a special journal, a special book. That's just for your journaling. And keep that close. So just to recap, you know, some of the mindset refers to a set of assumptions, methods, and notations that create a powerful incentive to continue to agree with prior conclusions. Mindset systems are those ongoing mindset practices. Mindset shift strategy number one is success by gratefulness. Two, mindset shifting strategy two is the success by faith. Three is success by celebration. Four, success by association. And five, success by completion. So think about the different ways that you can systematically create a new way of thinking for yourself. And letting go of what is holding you back is regressing, not progressing. Now before, you know, this, for some of you, this might take some time. You might fall off the wagon. One thing that absolutely is critical to this whole mindset system is consistency. I will share with you that I would have bouts of, you know, consistent action or, you know, consistently doing a system you know, my mindset system. So I'd get up in the morning, I'd, you know, have those positive thoughts. I would go in the evening and have the thoughts. And then after a time, you get back into your old habits. And I did. I got back into my old habits. It was really interesting what I found. And what I found was that during the times that I created those new systems, I could actually chart the my business results. When I didn't, those results, or when I didn't do the systems on a consistent basis, my results also were not consistent. Interesting. And so I said, okay. And I can always, you know, and it just happens, you know, sometimes you just fall off the wagon, just like any exercise routine, and you fall off the wagon. But once you create those systems, it's a lot easier to continue those systems. Like I shared with you my exercise routine. Now it's just part. And if by chance I do miss a morning or decide to take a day off, there's another option that I incorporate into my day, whether it's taking a walk or maybe parking a little bit further and incorporating exercise. So there are other ways to also look at it, but again, those systems are going to be helping you change consistently that mindset for you. A couple of other things that I also do that are visual reminders of me, because I'm visual, is that I also have my mantras, my affirmations that I say each morning, right by my desk. So if by chance something got disrupted, or, you know, I didn't go through my whole process that I normally go to in the morning, I have those affirmations right by my computer. So I take a few moments, debrief, and say those affirmations, get in the right frame of mind. And again, for everybody, it's going to be a little bit different. For some of you, it's going to be prayer. For others, it's going to be a few minutes integrating it into your day. Others, it's going to be meditation. Some of you might do yoga. Again, those are just some tactics that can help you develop that system, to get into that system. And to start changing, for some of you, to start changing those mindsets. Again, also remember to look at your hardwiring. Your hardwiring oftentimes is part of the root cause for some of your mindset systems, in addition to some of the experiences that you've had in life. That hardwiring, though, there's a lot of mindset in that hardwiring naturally. So you may have to, might have to look at that. I often share with my clients that I'm a recovering perfectionist. throughout my career, delegation was never an easy thing for me to do, especially if I wanted something a certain way. So I've had to learn to really, you know, delegate more and more over time. And also looked for many years, and this is very early on, I looked at, this is when I worked in corporate, but I also often looked at what was wrong with the picture, again, because that's part of my natural hardwiring. And I had to say to myself, my conscious thought was, what's right with this picture? What's right with this picture? And so even though my mindset might naturally go there, I've learned to train that. Now I've changed it completely over time, but we're talking many, many years. I've changed it over time where I'm always looking at what's right with the picture. So now I almost have to say, okay, well, what's the cons in this? So for me, I've been able to change that mindset, but it's only because I've changed the conversation that I'm having internally. So that's why I'm saying your hardwiring is natural to who you are. Remember, it's when you're under stress and pressure, you're naturally going to go back to that hardwiring. So it's really key to have some of those ways to manage that, that natural hardwiring. I know that I've given you a lot of things to think about today in creating systems. Would love to hear from you about what are some strategies and tactics that you're taking away from today, today's High Content Business Accelerator call, and what resonated with you. So feel free to send me an email and let me know, or you know, if you have a certain, if you want to share something on social media, feel free to share it on Twitter, Facebook, and what you took away from today, because I'd love to hear from you. And again, feel free to share it on the Facebook or LinkedIn groups that we have. Or if you want to do it privately, feel free to send me an email at lisa@accelerateassociates.com and let me know what you've taken away and what you will commit to using, too, what resonated with you and what you will be using. I want to thank you so much for coming on today's High Content Call, and I look forward to seeing you at the Q&A call, or seeing you, hearing you, on the Q&A call. If, too, you have any questions about today's call or questions or comments, feel free to send them to me at lisa@accelerateassociates.com. And if you have a question about today, you can email that to info@accelerateassociates.com and let them know it's for the Q&A call. Again, that is going to be on the fourth Tuesday of the month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and dial in, and we will be in touch with all the Success Circle members on the new call-in code and the new call-in number, so don't worry about that. We'll give you all that information to make sure you get on the call. So, look forward to hearing from you. Thank you all so much for coming today. And until next time, create a great life. Bye now.